Hello, everybody. This is Bob Mackey, and welcome to even more Talking Simpsons Patreon bonus content. Who is here with me, as always?
Henry Gilbert, hello!
And we did the entire first season of Futurama as Talking Futurama in podcast form, and we are not yet done with that first season. We have all of the deleted scenes to watch. Unfortunately, not as many as there are on The Simpsons, but they're still interesting to look at to see what they cut. And they cut very little fat off of these episodes, it seems like.
Yeah, I think so. And even the deleted scenes on here are more just like re-recorded dialogue, like deleted dialogue, which I will give credit to Futurama over The Simpsons on. The Simpsons DVDs, they don't keep as many alternate takes. They just have an actual scene that was deleted.
They would have answered so many of my questions if they had kept those alternate takes. Yeah. Just so I knew what would Homer would say, actually. Do you want to get into it, though? So there are scenes for six episodes on the DVDs. That's where we're getting these from.
Mm-hmm. And very unhelpfully, they were put on three different discs.
Yes, thanks a lot, 2003 DVD manufacturers.
How wasteful. On The Simpsons, they put them all together on starting with season five. But anyway, we're going to get right into it with Waylon on the Moon, or this series has landed, deleted scenes.
So we go back to the Goofy Gopher review for one additional joke.
Why did the Moon Man put bees in his crater? Because he wanted a honeymoon.
Why does a moon rock taste better than an earth rock?
Because it's a little meteor.
That was in the show.
Yep.
I don't get it.
It's a pun, you dumb gophers.
Jeez, chill out, dude.
And that's the end of that. Well, yeah. I mean, it's a different take on that same scene, but I think they were thinking maybe, like, we can't sit with the gophers for this long. I think having one joke and then saying address all complaints to the Monsanto Corporation was a better version of this.
I like that better. I also feel like the earlier in the show, the smarter Fry is. Fry should not point out how dumb a joke is. He should be stupider than a joke being told to him.
Yeah.
And so him knowing what a pun is, it's like, you're too dumb for that, Fry. No way.
Yeah, and I feel like the gophers being having a moment of confusion over a pun in the Goofy Gopher review is too high-level comedy for what they're sitting down to watch.
Yes, yeah. Meanwhile, complaining about the Monsanto Corporation, that's funny.
That never ages, even in the year 3000.
All right, now for the second deleted scene from that episode.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Still that bad song.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. I'll kill you, Amy. She'll be coming.
They wanted to buy Blowing in the Wind
or
something? Was that it?
So, yeah. Still the same.
Still the same.
Aw, dang it!
I do love this gag.
Yeah.
Pa, I got something to tell ya.
Yes.
So he made her pregnant.
Yeah.
That's the joke.
She'll be riding six white horses when she comes. Hey, I'm pretty good.
I'm glad they kept all that in there. But, I'm sure there are more jokes about quote-unquote robot pregnancies, but inferring that is how robots reproduce this early in the series raises a lot of odd questions.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad for the very dork-conscious writing staff that they didn't bother with that. And just like, you know what? They you can't get a robot pregnant. Also, she should be in love with him, but he can't have had sex with her because then he earlier says, like, no, a woman that fine, you gotta work on first or something.
Yeah, maybe that was just a euphemism for them having sex, but actually we don't know how robots have sex either, even though it happens in Futurama.
It's true.
Yeah, but I think in a few of these deleted scenes we see they got rid of jokes they would eventually have to address later in the series, like a joke will get rid of one thing in the universe, and they were like, maybe we want that thing. Maybe we want to go to that thing again in the future.
I do like the subtle patting of the stomach on the Crusher Mater. All right, so let's get to the next episode here. The deleted scenes for I, Roommate.
And this is Fry wasting water, causing a drastic increase in water consumption at Planet Express.
Nice to get a little shot of his butt.
Be out in a sec.
Yeah, you used up all the hot.
So the animators are not giving us a naked Amy, which is strange.
I am shocked. Yeah. They're a little more restrained than they would be in other seasons.
I bet if you go back to that opening scene where they're looking at the graph, because that's a cutaway from them looking at the graph of the water, do we see Amy at the table? Is she there?
Oh, you know, I don't think she
is there. They're cutting away to a different time, but I don't know what happens in the original timeline where Amy was burned horribly somehow.
I do like getting in a Fry butt shot. That's always fun.
And seeing his unflattering physique.
Yeah, but also in how little it reminds me of a later episode when he just goes into the women's steam room and he thinks he's proud of his physique, and then it is revealed like, no, you have a bad penis.
Yes, they all everything got bigger in the future.
thanks to chemical, or thanks to genetic treatments. All right, let's go on to the next one.
Man, it's a total sty. For the first time in 1,000 years, I feel like I'm home.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun on the bun. You know, Fry, of all the friends I've had, you're the first.
Cut.
Ah, I find that somewhat hard to believe. Hey, we should invite everyone over tonight. We can watch the big wedding on all my circuits.
All right, but let's call it a housewarming party so we get gifts.
There's like half a joke in there, but it's just needless exposition. You know, we don't need to know that it's a housewarming party. When they show up with gifts, we can infer that that's what went down.
Yeah, it's funnier to just have the smash cut from you were the first, especially Fry reacting to it of just like, I find that somewhat hard to believe. It's like, this is a little, just, it's extra work you don't need for that guy.
Yeah, that's such a very clever wordplay that I'm glad they cut immediately after that.
Yeah.
It's a good joke from the first season.
All right, and now on to the ones from Love, Lavers, Lost in Space, which does answer a question I had on the episode.
You see, killbots have a preset kill limit. Knowing their weakness, I sent wave after wave of my own men at them until they reached their limit and shut down. Kif, show them the medal I won.
Love that joke.
Afterwards, the killbots were actually quite friendly. Right, Corpsatron?
Love is all around, Captain.
Oh, I can fix that.
It's very much like a Bill Murray voice.
Yeah. Ha! He said it. We hear some pretty cool whirs here.
And not these bad temp sound effects. Yeah. So I feel like Zap Brannigan, his gimmick in these early episodes is before he's introduced, they say the latest genocide he committed.
Yes,
but when you actually know the numbers, I think it makes it a little too hard to swallow.
It's too dark when you know each one of those killbots, like Corpsatron, killed a billion people?
I think a million.
Oh, a million.
It was 99999.
All right, not that bad. Then,
yeah,
really.
But how many of them were there?
Yeah, that's Corpsatron is just one of them. I also just love the name Corpsatron, and also the Bender thinks he's being helpful by resetting the kill number. That's pretty cute too.
Yeah.
So that answered my question about the killbots there. All right, so now let's get into the next episode. My Three Sons.
If you're listening along at home and not watching, this is all very visual, and we'll try to describe it. But that's why the video tier is our premium tier.
So it's a scene of them going up the stairs, running away at the start of Act 3.
Yep.
They're over here. They're running up the stairs.
I guess that's a little different coloring on him there in this temp version of it.
It could just be the quality of whatever they got this from, like a tape or something.
No, that's true. All right, locking the door, same as before.
And now there are guards, Trisolian guards, and Fry pulls a hose off the wall.
It's time to fight fire with fire.
That's a good joke.
I do like that. Does that kill water people?
I think it just disperses them.
The drain's clogged.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's a cute little visual joke.
That'll be $150.
I do like when Bender charges them after helping them. It's a good early joke in the series, early running joke.
Yeah, it's a nice runner in the Slurm Factory, too, of asking for it. So I'm shocked they kind of cut that, but I guess the pacing's a little slow. But they needed more jokes about the water planet, really.
Yeah.
They didn't get enough out of the liquid characters.
That was pretty clever that there's a drain in the throne room, too.
Yes, which really seems like an escape route for the king.
Yeah, it should
be.
Emperor.
All right, next one. We're going straight to Hell is Other Robots and another just dialogue replacement, really.
Hurry, Bender.
I could if you dropped the stupid gold violin.
Oh, sorry.
That is the same scream.
Yeah!
Yay! Don't worry, guys. I'll never be too good or too evil again. From now on, I'll just be me.
Do you think you could be just a little less evil than that?
Sure, when robot hell freezes over.
Actually, according to this brochure, it freezes over each year from November to March.
Shut up, Fry.
That's a much weaker joke. I like I like the final one where it's like, can't you be a little bit nicer? And he's like, how about I kill you?
Yeah.
it makes more sense for the joke.
It's a little more to the point, too. It just speeds it up instead of like, shut up, Fry. Instead of letting Fry do a well, actually, on Bender, I like that one more, too.
Yeah.
Of just, and I still love that they kept him like, ah! But Dan's scream is great. So we've only got one left on the third disc here.
And here we find out where Monument Beach actually is.
Oh, I now see that.
Why are we going to a man-made beach in Iowa?
Gah, you can't swim in the real oceans anymore. Too many whales.
Yes, after we finally stopped hunting them, their numbers swelled, as did their appetite for human flesh.
And they get to Monument Beach just as in the episode.
Ah, here we are, Monument Beach.
And you would never know that they drove from New York to Iowa.
Yeah.
I thought they were like in Atlantic City or something like that, or some like Jersey Beach.
I love that gag that they went all the way to Iowa for Monument Beach. That's funny.
But then they thought maybe we want to go to an ocean in the future and not have to draw a million whales eating people. So, yeah.
Yeah, but they should have. They also resisted having a joke from Star Trek IV in the show.
Yeah, I feel like they were covertly referencing that. It just, or maybe it was in their minds. But I mean, saving the whales was a big '90s thing, a big '80s thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we saved too many of the whales. Damn it!
Also, seeing that shot of them driving on the car, their future car, it's 100% the land speeder from Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope.
That is true. There would have been Jetson car noises playing in the final version of that scene, I want to believe.
I know, I really missed it. But that, you know, it's funny to think it's in Iowa. I like that background on it. But you're right, Bob. It completely erases their need to have any beach in the future.
Yeah, it was a smart decision to just get rid of that. We don't need to know where it is, and it was just kind of like, well, here we like just get to the beach. Who cares about the explanation of the beach on the way? A lot of cutting the fat, but I feel like they aren't necessarily cutting that many jokes in these. It's more like needless exposition, or they're just rewriting a joke to make it better or more on point. So I like that we're actually, it's kind of nice that they didn't cut a lot of great stuff like they do on The Simpsons, because when we go back to watch those deleted scenes, I'm like, oh my god, they should have kept this. This could have been a classic Simpsons joke that we reference today, but we don't, because we don't really know about it as well. So
I think they were maybe too, it helped that season one of Futurama, they worked on it for so fucking long, they were a little more committed to the lines once they animated them.
Yeah, so thanks for watching and or listening. We'll be doing another one of these for The Simpsons Season 7, as we always do. And if we end up doing Futurama Season 2, we'll have even more deleted scenes of that you can look forward to.
Anyway, but thanks to all you folks out there supporting us to do Futurama. We look forward to doing more cool, exclusive videos like this.
Yeah, thanks for all of your support.